do it, boys.
This girl in here, Yeti!
Let's talk about that hairy mama. Or hairy papa.
Oh, I'm ready.
Ooh.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Unsolved Dimension. I'm one of your hosts today, Adam, and alongside me is Isaiah.
What's going on?
And Jamin.
Skrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrr Sasquatchin.
So today we're going to be talking about Bigfoot, one of the most well-known conspiracies in U.S. history.
Before we start this off, though, I do have a question. Where do we... Is he Bigfoot? Is he Sasquatch? Is his technical name Sasquatch?
They're interchangeable.
Okay.
Bigfoot and Sasquatch. Sasquatch was named in Canada, and Bigfoot is more the U.S. But they're both used interchangeably because we're connected, so they think... But then the ones like Yeti and Abominable Snowman, those ones are in other countries, and they're different. They are separate entities.
But Bigfoot and Sasquatch are the same, though, right?
Yes, they're used interchangeably.
It's kind of like there's different races where it's like we've got the Yetis that live in the Himalayas. We got the Sasquatch that is primarily U.S. and Canadian based. And then there's a, I know Mexico's got their own thing going. Same with Australia. There's just a nice variety. But I think Sasquatch is my favorite. They're freaking 7 to 12 feet tall, 700 pounds.
How original. They're like, what should we call this thing? It has, it left a big footprint.
Dave, that's a big foot.
Let's call him Bigfoot.
You know what they say about things with big feet?
Big socks.
They don't exist.
Big socks.
Oh.
Oh, Jamin, we'll get into them existing or not.
I can't wait.
You mean it?
Okay, so just jumping into a little bit of history behind kind of when Bigfoot took off in the U.S. So the first time that Bigfoot, at least what we know as Bigfoot, obviously there are others that have been brought up previous to this point in history, such as the Yeti in the Himalayas. But what we know as Bigfoot, he was brought to life in 1958 when loggers in Northern California found some huge footprints that they had never seen before. And then a journalist named Andrew Ginzoli wrote about it in the Humboldt Times. But he didn't really know that this story was going to kind of take off and explode throughout the U.S.
You know, I got something. Is a logger the same as a lumberjack, first off?
Yes.
They all cut wood. Question mark. That's what you mean.
Have you seen a lumberjack? They're huge. Maybe they just saw one of them naked one of those days, and they're just like, "Oh, that's a big hairy man."
Mm. But they didn't see that. They saw the footprint.
They might have big feet too.
Big hairy man.
Yeah, they saw the footprint. Come on.
Okay. We could get into a little something with the feet, though. Interesting fact with the footprints: why they're so different is because they don't have any kind of archway, so they actually resemble the prehistoric humanoids, where they don't have an arch, and it's like their joints are in the middle of their foot rather than at the back. So that causes, it's actually walking proper. It's how we should walk without messing up all of our joints and moving all around like we're freaking idiots and don't know how to walk on 2 feet.
Okay, but we'll get into that in a little bit, Jamin.
If we had hunchbacks, like gorillas, you know?
Like the Hunchback of Notre Dame?
Yeah, I think it's because we had big dicks back then, and there was a lot of weight pulling them down. And then over time, our dicks got smaller, and we could actually stand upright. Big dick theory. The big dick theory.
We got smarter.
The big dick
and
theory.
Smaller. The big dick theory.
That's another episode.
Whoa. That is going on the ideas folder.
Just let me jot that down.
So later on, though, it was found out that this footprint that the logger had seen was a prank. That didn't stop it from becoming a nationwide craze, because later on, another journalist from the Humboldt Times, Betty Allen and Ginzoli, wrote several other articles about these mysterious footprints. The loggers had given the thing that left these tracks a name. They called him Bigfoot, and this is kind of where it all started. Ooh. This is the big conspiracy. Is there a Bigfoot? Let's find out. But there had been other sightings that date back to 1846, but it didn't really become a popular subject in the U.S. until this 1958 article by Ginzoli.
Ganzoli.
Huh. And like we talked about previously, there have been other sightings of Bigfoot-like creatures all over the world, but they just call it other things like the Yeti. And I believe the Yeti has white fur and the Bigfoot has brown fur, like a grizzly bear compared to a polar bear.
That's what pollution has done.
And the weirdest thing is they report that the majority of Bigfoot have red eyes. So that's kind of a strange feature because typically in nature, the only time you see... Yeah, the only time you see red eyes is from albino creatures.
Maybe they can see it in thermal.
Freaking yeah. Predators. Ooh, we'll so, get into that.
All this to say that Bigfoot is basically the U.S. version of this creature.
But I've got to say that my favorite is the Yaroma, Nokokonoa, Wawi, Pankakolalaku, Jimbra, and Tjagagara.
Jimbra.
Tjagagara. So that's the Aborigines in Australia. That's their Bigfoot. And I've got to say, it's not nearly as intimidating. It's like maybe 6 feet tall. Pretty much looks like a dude. It was just a dude. Naked dude running around.
Lumberjack. I'm telling you. Naked lumberjack.
Yeah, it's lumberjack. And we might get into what it could possibly be later on in this episode.
Oh, yeah.
But so even the FBI in the U.S. has looked into whether Bigfoot is real. They've had a file on him since 1976. Can you believe that?
Oh, wow.
1976. Those were some weird times.
They don't typically look into this kind of thing, though, which you'll see here in a minute.
Yeah.
So there had been some hairs that had been found in the forest, and somebody had sent them to the FBI to analyze. And it was approximately 15 hairs, and it was director Peter Byrne of the Bigfoot Information Center and Exhibition that had sent these hairs in and asked the FBI to investigate whether they were actual Bigfoot hairs or something else.
Hey, Mr. Federal Bureau, I got some hairs here to test out. I want you to take a look at these. I want to deep dive into them.
Those are pubes.
No, these are Bigfoot hairs.
Those are your pubes. The Bigfoot.
I don't really know how they decide this. They're like, hey, we found these hairs out in the forest where there are a ton of wild animals. They're probably Bigfoot.
Oh, it's gotta be him. It's gotta be him. I'm leaving him treats. He likes apples.
So as I said before, though, the FBI doesn't usually look into this kind of thing. They're more interested in criminal investigations into people.
Good. They should be. That should be their priority.
Maybe Sasquatch is a mass murderer.
I mean,
he could be.
If you look at where people go missing in the parks, it's all around these cave systems, and that's where they assume the Bigfoots are.
Is it a Bigfoot or is it werewolves?
You just blew my mind.
But they decided to look into this anyway, and they came to the conclusion that the hairs were from, can you guess?
Elephant.
A deer. Deer. It was deer.
Bambi? It was Bambi?
It was Bambi.
It was Bambi's mom.
Ah.
But the guy who sent him in, Director Byrne, he claims that he never received a response from the FBI, even though they claim to have sent him the results saying it was a deer. But, I mean,
he just doesn't want to acknowledge that they did send it back. Like, yeah, you sent us deer hair.
Yeah, I mean, he doesn't want that to come out. He's literally the director of that Bigfoot Research Center.
What a prestigious position.
Oh, yeah. I mean, by the time they interview him about this, he's an old dude. Maybe he didn't remember them sending it.
He's just senile.
A lot of people think that because the FBI decided to do this analysis when they don't normally do this kind of thing, that was an endorsement for saying that Bigfoot is real. But the FBI claims that their involvement in this has nothing to do with them claiming that Bigfoot is real. They're not saying he's real. They just decided to do a favor for somebody.
It's testing hairs. That's not that difficult.
But they have had a file on him since 1976, so...
They've had a file on all of us since 1976.
You gonna give a shout out to all of our FBI agents? Hey, guys.
Gus is out there watching me. He's my guardian angel.
So, more recently... There was a Texas scientist, her name was Melba Ketchum, and in 2012, she claimed to have sequenced Sasquatch DNA, claiming that Bigfoot is real. They claim to have sequenced DNA of several Bigfoots, not just one.
Oh, so she caught them all.
Oh, yeah, she
Gotta she's like, catch them.
She's at. She caught them all. And so, for those of you who don't know what DNA sequencing is, me either, but it is basically a way to determine the order of the four chemical building blocks called bases that make up a DNA molecule. And it's kind of used to show what kind of genetic information is contained in a DNA segment.
So she found these samples and the samples showed that it's not human or any other species? What did the samples show?
Kind of. I'll tell you. So,
Okay.
So she kind of claimed that it was a relative to the human species, so a relative to Homo sapiens. And she said that it was due to a cryptid having relations with a female human and reproducing. So a cryptid is an animal or being that is claimed to exist, but it's never really been proven to exist. So that's kind of like where she thinks it happened. Like some animal that some people claim that exists, doesn't actually exist, or has never been proven to exist, had relations with a human female and had a son. And his name was Bigfoot.
That's gross.
In her study, she like compared the samples that she took to a ton of different animals, like bears, foxes, wolves, bears. I said bears already. Deers and dogs and wolves. And they did not match any of these.
Did they try bears?
I think I might have already said bears.
Okay, good. You got to check the bears.
Yeah, bears in the woods.
Yeah, you kind of got to check the bears. Have you seen the videos of bears walking on 2 feet?
Yeah, they're horrifying.
Kind of looks like a Sasquatch.
They look like they're a drunk stepdad walking around with its beer belly out.
They're so cute.
It's kind of thought that her samples around the country, it's kind of thought that they were contaminated, and this is the reason that it showed human DNA. It showed that there were traces of human DNA, so that's why she thought it was a relative of a human, but it can be contaminated super easily. People think that it was just like mishandled in the lab, or maybe a hunter or somebody in the woods who collected the sample contaminated it with
hands.
Their human DNA. You could have coughed or sneezed or anything, or just got any of your DNA on it,
touched and it would have no-nos.
Not
touched
been
your no-nos,
a good sample.
The DNA.
Yep, touch your no-nos, and it's all over from there. So, kind of the end of Ketchum's claiming that she sequenced this DNA and proved that it was a Bigfoot, other scientific journals rejected her study outright. They say it's false and is not scientifically accurate. And the journal that she published her study in, De Novo Scientific Journal, has no other published pieces. Hers is literally the only piece on the website.
Wow.
Is that a little sketchy? For her? Oh, no. Yeah, wait. There's no... So she's the only credible... She's made herself credible. A credible resource.
Yeah, because like, it's a scientific journal. It has to be right.
They can throw those things together over a weekend.
But just no kidding. Other scientific journal has published her piece. It is only the site that literally only has her piece on it.
I think it's less of history and more of her story.
Shut up.
God, I hate you.
So, another question. Do we know where in the U.S. they've seen them?
Everywhere. They are... They're in all the woodlands, so that's what's something crazy about the not only the U.S., but also pretty much the world, is right now we are 45% woodland, 55% civilization, kind of in a way, where we've kind of got our agriculture, our cities going and everything. So that 45%, it is astonishing how many cases come about of sightings or different signs of Bigfoots, Sasquatch, or even, I don't know, I don't hear too much about the Yeti, but estimated 1,500 legitimate sounding cases come out every year that they have to look into, or at least that they have to report. California is a hot spot. I mean, you pull up a map of this, it's crazy. California, Florida has the Skunk Man. I think that's his name.
I mean, California's where it all started, kind of, with that article, so.
What about California, Vegas?
California, Washington.
Are they out there gambling?
Got a couple up here in Minnesota. I'm not sure if they're too particular in Kansas. not a lot of forest to hide in there.
I've seen them.
but yeah, they are they're spread out all over the place. That's what makes you kind of raise your eyebrow a little bit higher to this one, is because it's like they are all over the place and we still haven't gotten a proper video or photo or body of one.
You haven't seen that blurry video?
I've seen the one from 1968. That was pretty good.
Pretty
that's
solid.
That's the only one that has not been discredited, like, to any degree.
Yep.
And they've dug into it a number of times, and they even brought in prop experts and costume designers trying to say how they could do it back then and how they can actually fake this whole...
I mean, it's 1968, right, you said?
Yeah.
I feel like that'd be pretty hard to fake it.
You think so, right?
The only people who have maybe good enough stuff to do that is the movie industry.
Stanley Kubrick.
Okay, I mean, yeah,
Stanley,
but it might not...
Kubrick.
Do you know?
Where's
was
Stanley
it in,
when we need him?
Southern California, though, or Northern California? Because Northern California is way different than, like, Hollywood area.
I think it was Northern.
If I saw Bigfoot in person, I'd probably shit my pants. Probably would. Or I'd hug him. I don't know. Is he lovable? Can I give him a hug?
Yeah.
Do we know, like, do they speak?
So they do a couple different calls. So that's where we should get into the attitude before we get too deep into conspiracies. Let's get into the
They
chirp.
I'm Bigfoot.
That's not one that they do. Well, I mean, they could. Who knows?
I definitely fact checked it.
They chirp like birds. That's something that they do to kind of quickly communicate with each other, and that's something that you can hear. Let me see if I can recreate it. I'm just whistling. Yeah.
So maybe if we hear birds chirping, they're actually Bigfoot. Big feet chirping.
There's no birds in the forest, Isaiah.
Yep.
And they have a guttural growl that they do that you can hear from a distance. But the mannerisms of... So think about this. That's one.
Wait, that was a horse.
Okay, good. Now that we've clarified what they sound like, their mannerisms, they are primarily nighttime hunters, nighttime stalkers. So what they'll do is they'll have one stay watch up on the mountain while the rest of them sleep in the cave during the day. So they're nocturnal creatures. That's what gives credence to the fact that they have the red eyes that might show that they can see it differently than we can.
Yep. In the dark.
Yeah. So they are ninjas. They freaking stalk their prey. Anyone that's walking around the forest, they stay about 60 meters behind them. People, I watched this documentary, Discovering
Were they
Bigfoot.
Impregnated cows?
They won't get
have you heard
kids.
That?
No.
They've been claimed... Yeah, they've been claimed to impregnate cows.
What a beautiful sight to see.
That doesn't work.
I don't know what proof they have of this.
I want to see the cow squatch. Like a centaur? Like a hairy centaur?
Possibly.
Huh. What's the milk like? Okay, we're getting off topic. So,
yeah.
If they see you with a gun, they will stay very far away. If they see you with camera or any other technology, they will stay away. But if they see you just laughing, having a good time, obviously distracted by something else and just minding your own business, not searching for them, that's when the sightings happen. That's when things start to take place.
So kind of, Isaiah, talking about the sightings, there were some in Arkansas. There were some footprints found in 1846 in eastern Arkansas that measured 22 inches long. That's a pretty big footprint.
Wow.
22 inches.
Yeah. And so they called the whatever they thought this thing was the Arkansas Wild Man.
Ah, you said it wrong. It's the Arkansas Wild Man.
That is probably more accurate.
I saw that Arkansas Wild Man the other day.
So then, like, 5 years later in 1851, there was a sighting, apparently. Not my words. These two hunters out in Greene County, Arkansas, the good old boys that were claiming that they saw something, and I quote, "bearing the unmistakable likeness of humanity," and they were chasing a herd of cattle. So was it somebody cow tipping? Or was it Bigfoot? Who knows? But they went on further saying that he was a gigantic stature, the body being covered with hair, and the head with long locks that fairly enveloped his neck and shoulders. They even claimed that he would run and jump anywhere from 12 to 14 feet.
That's like vertical?
That's a big jump.
Like he jumped that high? Or like, that
no,
far?
He'd be running fast, and he would just like leap from 12 to 14-ish feet. I don't know how they estimated that. They were just like, man, that's about 12 to 14 feet.
He should try out for the NBA.
So the Vermont Watchman and the State Journal, they have claimed that there are sightings of this some kind of creature in different counties dating back to all the way to 1834. So I know I said earlier that it was 1846, but these are just kind of claims without really any background to them. So that kind of concludes where the Bigfoot legend came from. But now we're going to kind of get into where people have thought Bigfoot came from or who he is.
We're going to get into where this big furry of a man came from, and it's going to get a little strange. So if you're driving right now, just turn it up and unbutton that top button and get comfortable. And if you're at home, take an article off. Your choice. And let's get into it.
I'm not wearing any pants right now.
You never are. So, so our first one is that they are survivors of the 1811 to 1812 New Madrid earthquake turning feral and living in woods. So Adam's gonna lead us off with our first idea of where these furries came from. Are they furries? Are they the first furries?
Probably. So this Bigfoot, maybe not a lot, but people think that he might have came from the 1811 to 1812 New Madrid earthquake, and they think that he could have possibly survived this and turned feral and started living in the woods. And if you don't know what the New Madrid earthquakes are, they occurred in what is now known as New Madrid, Missouri. So in the state of Missouri. Back then, though, it was a part of the Louisiana Territory. There were over 1,000 earthquakes during this time, and they got as high as magnitude 8, which is about as high as you can get on the scale. 8 plus is a great earthquake, and this is the most powerful non-subduction zone earthquake ever recorded in the U.S., which, from my understanding, is like, I don't even really understand that, but it's like fault lines meet, and there's like a sinking of the earth that's like a subduction line.
Wait.
this is just kind of like in the middle of tectonic plates.
So are they thinking that he rose from the dirt?
Well, no, like, they think he was alive before and then survived it and became feral.
So what was he doing before that? Like, is he just a guy?
Yeah, he's just a human.
Hollow earth, it opened it up, broke open the portal.
I bet he got summoned.
Isn't that, they've said these earthquakes were felt all the way to the East Coast from Missouri, which is crazy. I don't know about this one. This theory is kind of, oh, hey, this dude just survived an earthquake and
I am alive.
And he's he's like, fuck this shit. I'm just going to live in the woods.
I could see it being more like radiation or like some chemicals that turned a man,
which is not from
like
an earthquake,
a Chernobyl motherfucker. Like, I could see that.
I'll bite.
The next one, Jamin probably has some theories on this one.
It wouldn't be the Unsolved Dimension unless we brought in some
aliens.
So this is where we're gonna get a little
spooky.
Don't worry about if you got a history textbook out or you're fact checking as we go along here. Now's the time to stop that, because this is where it gets real. Because
this is a conspiracy theory podcast, and
we just have theories.
Yeah, history books, throw those out the window.
What a nerd.
There have been reported sightings of Sasquatches entering and exiting extraterrestrial vessels. Now, let me get into it here a little bit more as far as how that might be possible, because we don't see a lot of UFOs flying around with these big, hairy, hairy guys, but there have been a few. Look it up. They're out there. Don't look too deep. So, paranormal researcher Eliam Hall says that similarities between aliens, ghosts, and Bigfoots are too similar to ignore. Orange orbs have become a frequent phenomenon at locations where Bigfoot sightings are common.
Wow. So,
wow.
Expert Bigfoot researchers are starting to believe that the orbs are signs of multi-dimensional portals.
What? It's like Stargate. Stargate.
Bigfoots have hidden Stargates underground.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Not hidden so much as they can just turn them on and off. So that's where NASA believes there could be hidden portals in Earth's magnetic field. Jack Scooter is a plasma physicist from the University of Iowa.
I don't even know what that is. I don't even know what a plasma physicist is.
Me neither. I just picture he takes plasma and just hits it against each other really hard until something pops out.
Yeah, he's like, physics, bitch.
Boom, 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 boom. God particle. Exactly. Huh. So, Jack is quoted saying,
"We call them X points, or electron diffusion regions. They are places where the magnetic field of Earth connects to the magnetic field of the sun, creating an uninterrupted path leading from our own planet to the sun's atmosphere 93 million miles away."
Did that work?
That was good.
Wow. Nailed it.
So what that's saying is that NASA believes that there's portals that are popping up. It's kind of like black holes, but through magnetic portals.
Get into my portal.
But that's where maybe Bigfoot is a species that has become so advanced that they take advantage of these electronic portals that X points and pop them up wherever they want.
They're invisible. They're like a predator.
There have been reports of people seeing movement in the woods, and then when they got over to it, they found deer tracks and large footprints going in the same direction as each other in what was obviously high speed, and then they just disappeared.
It's a high speed chase.
Both the footprints from the big man and the deer stopped.
I think I saw that episode on Cops.
Maybe they disappeared because they can jump 14 feet.
Oh, that's a good point too. He was just in the tree the whole time.
I can see the trees growing.
So I have another kind of crazy theory.
This is the one right here.
This might be it. This might be the theory. Maybe Bigfoot was just an experiment by the U.S. government, and they were trying to recreate either the missing link or maybe making a super soldier. They used DNA from other animals, maybe. Maybe like they used like a bear or a moose or a gorilla, something.
A chameleon to blend in with the.
And they tried to recreate this missing link or super soldier, and it just went wrong.
Would you guys rather be an alien getting abducted by the U.S. government to be experimented on, or a human being abducted by the aliens?
Being a human abducted by the aliens. I'm not going to know if they abduct an alien.
You just get probed. Oh, the aliens would love Adam.
There's some basis to this theory. There have been claims that the U.S. government has removed either injured or dead Bigfoots on several occasions. One of them being when Mount St. Helens erupted in 1980, it's claimed that people saw government helicopters coming in and removing dead Bigfoots that were charred and burned from the eruption.
Holy shit. I think I have it. Here's what happened. They created these super soldier Bigfeet.
Bigfoots.
And they kept them at District 9. They kept them on the base. And then every once in a while, they'll escape and die, and they have to find them.
District 9, like the movie where they have the city with the aliens and the people living on it?
Wait, what's the...
You mean Area 51?
Area 51, that's what I meant.
District 9, Area 51, same thing.
It's all the same principle. Yeah, maybe.
And so they're trying to keep them quiet and not let them get seen.
However, it's funny you say that because there was one claim in Nevada. And guess where Area 51 is? Nevada.
Oh, no way.
But holy crap, we didn't even mean for that to happen.
Yeah. There were forest fires, and people claim that they saw injured Sasquatches being taken away and quickly recovered by government individuals to help them recover. But who knows where they took them? Maybe back to Area 51 where they were held.
Oh, we're on to something, boys.
I want to be part of the government's cleanup crew. It sounds like the coolest thing ever. They're out there picking up all these dead bodies of burnt Bigfoot aliens, alien ships. They're just...
Yeah, you get to know all about aliens and...
Just another day in the office.
But other people think that the Bigfoot is really just a caveman. And he's maybe a prehistoric human that has just survived for this long or has just reproduced and not really ever come into society. He is what one might say the missing link.
How big is a Sasquatch's appendage?
Appendage, like his thumb?
I think he's thinking of another appendage.
His like male appendage.
Oh.
Have you seen a horses?
Holy like shit. A horse. Imagine that thing running and jumping 14 feet like over you. You just see that big old dick flying in the air. That'd be crazy.
That's why they're so shy. They're actually very small compared to their bodies. That's one thing that didn't get bigger. That's why they won't come out of the woods.
They're embarrassed. Oh, Isaiah.
I looked down and I saw on the notes measured 22 inches long. I don't think that's what that's talking about.
Was that his foot?
That's the footprint.
I wonder if Bigfoot is going to listen to our podcast later.
What else he got going on?
He's just on the line just giggling. He's like, they're talking about
me. If he has a Stargate.
They're talking about me.
If he has a Stargate, he definitely has the ability to listen to our podcast. So shout out to you, Bigfoot.
Any Bigfooters out there, check us out.
Hey, pass it along to your Bigfoot friends.
So that's kind of the history of Bigfoot and all of his sightings, and at least the larger ones that we still feel like have credible sources behind them. And then some conspiracies about maybe the origins of Bigfoot and... where he came from and what he might be doing in the future. So that's
going to be on TikTok soon.
Until that's banned. So that's where we mainly covered Bigfoot in this one. We know there's plenty of other races with the Yeti and all the Australian ones as well as different ones. So if we feel so inclined or get positive feedback, we might dive into those down the line. But for now, hope this was entertaining. Almost said educational. That's not our goal here. We are here to make you some smile.
We're trying to educate you.
We'll educate a little bit. Educate with what about this subject. And I think Zaya has got a couple shout-outs. A shout-out?
One shout-out?
One shout-out.
Question mark?
I can't get it on my phone because it's like mounted into my Xbox One headset box. So if one of you guys could get Adam.
I said you had one job.
So we have a shout out going out to Joosh24.
Hey, Joosh.
And his comment on our podcast, 5-star rating, and it says, listen, do it.
Thank you, Joosh.
Means a lot. Love you, Joosh.
I mean,
just feeling that
just kind of direct and to the point. Like,
yeah, love it. Gotta love it.
Listen, do it.
So thank you, Joosh, for that amazing review. And if you want to leave a 5-star review, then we might feature you next week or in one of our future episodes. It really means a lot to have that support from you guys. It's what keeps us pushing through every single week. So if you have any questions or want to talk about or have anything from one of our previous episodes you want to discuss or correct us
on. Or a conspiracy.
Or additional conspiracies. Absolutely. That you can reach us at
theunsolveddimension@gmail.com.
And if you want to follow us on Twitter, we tweet out every single day conspiracies that are breaking news, different topics that are popping up, and just interesting topics. So there you can follow us at the Unsolved Dimension. If you search for us on Twitter, it should pop up, the Unsolved Dimension.
And then over on Instagram, you can search for us, the Unsolved Dimension, and our at is TUD_podcast. So go out and follow us.
And leave any questions, comments, good vibes.
Good vibes. We're all about those good vibes.
Good vibes only.
Here at The Unsolved Dimension.
Well, thank you guys for listening, and we'll see you next week on The Unsolved Dimension.